Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, and today with me is Mazal. And we're talking about clothing and you, what your clothing says about you, how you get to know yourself through your clothing, and all that amazing good stuff. So we're going to start with Mazal. Introduce yourself and tell everyone why you're so awesome.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Mazal Etoile Bassiri. I'm French. Originally from France, living in Israel for the past 20 years. I'm a psychotherapist, which helps women going through some of their change in life, especially crisis, and evolve through them. I help them to become more self-confident, express themselves. And one of the ways I use as a tool is clothing. Clothing is an amazing way to feel good about you, to express yourself, and to use as a second skin, really. And when you feel good, when you wear yourself or you wear your clothes and you feel good in yourself, you will do also better actions, which will help you develop, become who you want to be, feel confidence, express yourself. And it's just go with all of the things together. It's not just like wake up in the morning, I just pick up a clothes and then go out. When you wear your clothes and you choose your clothes intentionally, okay, you think, let's say, today I want to be more confident. And you say, okay, what's a person that is confident? Where? Okay, so this is this skirt with this shirt. Great. And what does a person that is confident with do today? And then you just go one step, the one after the other, with starting with your clothes in the morning. And you can even do that in the evening if you prefer. Choose your clothes before you go to bed and say, okay, tomorrow I want to feel 1, 2, 3. How does the person wear the things? You choose the clothes. And before you go to sleep, you will have the intention, which means that in the morning, there is a big change that you wake up with the intention that you have the day before. Since during the night, your brain is working on what you think the day before. So if you go to bed with thinking bad thoughts, I'm not enough, I'm not good, well, no surprise that in the morning you will wake up and that's how you're gonna feel. And in the contrary, if you go to sleep and you say, okay, thank you Hashem for 1, 2, 3, 4, tomorrow I'm gonna do better, tomorrow I'm gonna wear X, Y, Z, and there is a big change, you're gonna wake up like that. And think about your life when you do that, several days in the row or in the months or the next month, how does your year can look like when you do that all the time by baby steps. So we think about clothes like being just like something, it's just clothes, I'm gonna buy a lot. No, they are not just clothes. They are a self-expression, they are an extension of ourselves, and they are just such a big tool that we each of us can use to become authentic, to express, and to feel so good with ourselves. We have so much, women especially, difficulties with our body, with our self-image. So when you wear things that just make you feel good, you will feel just much better. So I think that's me for the moment.
That's amazing. I love that you're saying, you know, set an intention and then ask, what does that person wear? And I don't know if I do this. A lot of times I wake up in the morning and I pick my clothes and I'm like, what do I feel like right now? You know, I feel exhausted or I feel draggy and I just want to feel comfortable. So I just, you know, I'm going to grab the thing that's the most, you know, and so like, I never thought about choosing what I want to be. And instead, a lot of my go-to is choosing where I am right now. And that's like a big takeaway for me. Like, whoa, you guys, we're only like 5 minutes in the conversation and I already have a takeaway. This is great.
My pleasure. We know that emotion, though, energy in motion. So basically what we feel now, it's not something that we are specifically going to feel in next moment. It's a lot of the situation, the action that we're going to have, the person that we're going to interfere during the day. So when I know that emotion is not, they're important, yes. They say a lot about who we are, yes. They show us the way, our value, our need, yes. At the same time, they are also changing very fast when we accept them. There are 90 seconds to go into change. So if when I know that my emotion that I have right now is maybe not going to be the one that I will have in another minute and a half, why would I not, from the beginning, choose the emotion that I would like to have, wear it, and be in this constant during the day? Now, let's be honest, okay? That doesn't mean that the moment that I have choose my clothes at 7 in the morning, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to have the expectation to be like this all day. Yet, you did make an intention choice for yourself, which is giving the power back to you instead of having circumstances impacting your way. That's a huge difference. Then you're not, people are not victims of themselves. They become the own author or actor or creator of them or their life. Yes, and it goes with Akadosh Baruch Hu as well.
So when we declutter, when we look through our clothes and we choose what we want to keep and what we want to get rid of. And, you know, a lot of times that's where it really comes to play because, you know, we realize we have a lot of clothes, half the stuff we don't even wear, half the stuff doesn't even fit us, half the stuff isn't even practical. And then, like, you're left with just, you know, the 20% that you wear 80% of the time. That. And it doesn't necessarily reflect who you want to be or where you want to go. It just sort of fits and works and we move on. So a lot of us are in that boat. What can a person do to get themselves into just a tiny, like 5%, you know, increase in feeling really good about your clothes?
First of all, you don't need to buy new clothes. Okay. It's not about spending money and buying more, because if you are in place that you just wear with you 20% of your closet 80% of the time, it means that the next purchase that you're going to do will look like the last purchase or something that you already have. So one of the things would be to maybe one can be reorder your closet, which means things that you have on the back of your closet, start to bring it on the beginning of the closet, so you can see what you have. Second, it can be to declutter, as you said. Most of us, we just have a lot of stuff. We have a lot of stuff. We just have past memories attached to them, events, eventually who I was, and I want to go back to that. It's a past charge. When decluttering is to detach, detaching is making some space. And it's not just the space in the wardrobe, it's the space in our mind. When there is clutter in the wardrobe, most of the time there is clutter in our head, but we don't make the connection. Decluttering was one of the hardest things for people to do. Letting go of stuff, even though they are just stuff, but you make space in your wardrobe, you make step in yourself, you make space in your spirituality, you make space for something new to get in, which is not closing. So right. You asked me for tips. Declutter. Yeah.
Bring the stuff from the back to the front. Declutter the things that don't fit you. I heard someone say something really beautiful. They said, only have the things in your closet that fit your now body, and anything else put away. In a box, in a suitcase, under your bed, somewhere. It doesn't have to be in your face every single day being like, no, 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 you can't wear me, but I'm right here, right? Because it's just emotional drain every single time. And it takes up space.
Mm-hmm. And especially the confusion of as you said, I want to be slimmer, or I'm just too big. And it's something that you don't need that. You don't need that reminder. You don't need those clothes. You are just who you are right now. And that's perfect.
It's a little hard to say when you don't like where you are right now, you know? And I think a lot of us, not necessarily in the way that we feel about our body, but a lot of times we're angry, we're guilty, we're feeling shame, we're feeling any emotion that feels icky to us. And we're like, I don't like this. I need to get rid of it. I need to change it. I need to move away from this. And so we're fighting reality instead of, you know, letting it be. And it makes it harder to go away.
Yeah. Yeah. But having the clothes that remind you, it's not going to help you out. That's exactly supporting what you said exactly right now. If I want to accept, when I want to accept who I am right now, I don't need the things to remind me where I am not, where I want to be, where I was. Yes, it is important to accept those facts. Okay, the emotion that are connected to them. Yet, put this on the side and concentrate on where you are and where you're going, you want to go. You want to go to have your body that you had 1 year ago? Okay, fine. That's your choice. Wonderful. You want to work out for that? Okay, good. Do the actions, but you don't need the clothes to remind you. In a month, in a year, you want to try them on? Wonderful. But you don't need that.
Yeah. I like that, you know, putting a date on it and saying, if by next year I don't fit in, then I'm just letting go of them. It gives you an incentive to work towards it, but it also gives you freedom to let go of them if it's just not your reality. And, you know, you're saying, I want to go back to looking like that, or I want to go back to the body I had. And I just want to remind everyone, we're going forward. Like, time is only moving forward. We're never going back. So a lot of us are trying to go somewhere where it's literally impossible to go to because we don't have a time machine that takes us backwards. If anything, why don't we just try to focus on, I want to go forwards to the next version of myself that is, like you said, confident, that is comfortable in her own skin, that can really shine her light without having to feel like there's something wrong with her. I'd like that.
Yeah, I like it too. The past is just wonderful to take the lessons, okay? Because let's be honest, there is a lot of beautiful lessons to have from it. It does serve for the future or what can be done much better. It doesn't have to be on our back. Specifically, like, it's a burden, but also in our back as wearing it or not wearing. What doesn't serve you, let it go. Let it go.
I'm fascinated by how you got to this because, you know, most people who are stylists, they're talking about the shape of your body and the clothes that you should wear and the colors that match your, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're coming from a different angle completely. How did you get into this?
So first, I'm not a stylist. I don't tell people what to wear and how to wear. I'm a psychotherapist. So first of all, we work what's going on inside of the person, the way of thinking, the limit belief, the behavior, etc., the action, the clothes happen to be a tool. I truly believe that every one of us, as we are unique, as we have our own specific way of expressing ourselves or become, there is a way of wearing clothes. Who am I to tell you, to your body, you should wear this or that? I'm not a police. Like, I'm not the fashion police to tell you what. I just ask question for a woman to tell me what are her values? What is a woman that has those values will wear? What does she wear? And the woman has the question, already the answer. She knows what works for her. And usually they just come up. And she knows, and then she knows what to wear, even what to buy. She doesn't need me to come with her or to buy even clothes. Most of the time, it's just having a new way, perspective, and looking at your closet and making new mix and match of what you have not thought about. And how I became, to your second question, I just had my own story. Since I am a young child, I love playing with clothes. I love to wear my clothes, and I had different style all the time with the different circumstances of my life, and it really impact one another. And then I just discovered there is something called psychology, fashion psychology, which is a big new field in the psychology. And I have seen how it can be used. So now I'm using that also as a tool.
Fashion psychology. That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. What are they talking about in fashion psychology?
They talk about a lot is about research and experiences that has been done on people and how clothing has impacted them. So there is one experience that was brought, I don't remember the researcher, okay? They took two groups of people. One group would wear doctor vest, you know, a white, I don't know the word in English.
A white robe,
and the other one will not. And they have given a test. Result at the end, the result of people who had the white robe has better result than the one that didn't have the white robe, because one, it was like wearing the power of being a doctor. So that's come back to what I said before, just using the clothes with intention of the value or the emotion that you want to wear can impact how you're going to behave next and what kind of action you're going to do. We all have those moments that we wear this extraordinary, like that there is this one specific outfit or piece that we wear and feel extraordinary. And in that specific day, everything like feels different. That's the thing.
Yeah. And I think you can also use accessories for this. Like I found that people, you know, I have one daughter who puts on earrings. Like, you know, clothing, yes, it's great. She really worries about her clothing, but of course, teenagers, but the earrings that she chooses really push it over the edge. Like you could tell what emotion she's going for by the earrings she's wearing. And it's so much fun, you know, and then the earrings decide on the hairstyle. And then she sits in the mirror and decides, you know, how it should look. And then it's amazing to see how it really changes the person.
It does. And it's also a way to be very creative. It's giving you, it's giving yourself to expand on the creativity just by playing, because creativity is become to play. You play with your accessory, clothes, as you say, the hair. It's just trying something new, and we are like, it's trying something new is to dare as well, get out of the comfort zone. So many things that can be done.
This is fascinating. And, you know, I'm making fun of my daughter being all like into her clothes and into her looks and whatever. Obviously, she's a teenager, so this is totally normal. And she's very, you know, cute. She's going to grow up to be extraordinary. And I'm thinking about myself and how I don't want to say the word lazy, but I just don't care enough. So there's things I care about, and I like, you know, I got into a rhythm and I have my go-to outfits, and I also decluttered. Oh my gosh. When I decluttered my closet with Rebecca Saltzman, I got rid of something like 7 garbage bags of clothes in my closet. I didn't know I had that many. Okay. I didn't even know that closet could hold that much, but it was crazy. First thing is, I started making rules about what I want to wear and what I don't want to wear. And I realized that wearing anything around my waist was really annoying. So I got rid of all my skirts and all my sweaters and shirts because I was like, I don't want to wear two pieces anymore. And I changed to just dresses. And it changed my entire life. You know, now I feel like it's so simple. I know when I go shopping, I'm not looking at skirts and I'm not looking at shirts. I just look for dresses.
It's simplified your life.
It totally simplified my life. And I used to make fun of people who have like uniforms, like, oh, it's so square. It's so lame. It's so whatever. But this isn't a uniform. It's just, you know, simplicity. It's getting to know yourself. And now I can breathe. You know, I didn't realize how physically uncomfortable I was with something around my waist all the time. It's just crazy. I used to have stomach aches as a teenager and like even after. And, you know, I remember when I was in high school, they were doing all these tests trying to figure out why do I have stomach aches? And at the end, they were like, you have nothing. So maybe you just need to eat more fiber. Like that, all they could come up with after all the tests. I was like, it doesn't make any sense that they tested everything and they couldn't find anything. And I'm suffering. And then as I grew up and, you know, it took me a long time to figure it out. But when I changed out of my, you know, two-piece outfits and moved to dresses, which, by the way, I thought was impossible. If you're nursing and pregnant, like, you can't do that. But I found a way to do it. I use V-necks, and they're so smart and so cool. But anyway, that, if anybody is interested, I have a hack. You should talk to me about it. And I feel very smart about it. But I like, wow, I found a solution that actually solved the problem. Of course, it was, you know, it was more than that because I gave myself permission to find what works for me. And I let go of what is the norm and what I feel I have to do for other people. And, you know, there was a lot of process behind that process, but it was really fascinating. And I think it just goes really well with what you're saying. It's all about the psychology behind it and the fashion and the clothing and the physical and the emotional and the spiritual, and like everything just sort of works hand in hand. Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
It's all connected. It's just like, it's really, it's all connected. Everything that we do in some ways has a connection to one to the other. So why not closing as well? And as you said, you have done the declutter. And at the same time, you work on the norms. You work on allowing yourself to let go. You work on, sometimes it's just a tool. Like anything can be used to help you out. To just feel good with yourself. That's what we want. We want to feel, we want to accept ourselves, to love where we are. That's to feel, to just accept who we are as we are. And sometimes is to choose to wear a dress over skirts and feel free to breathe.
I want to get a little practical. If a person's listening to our podcast, they want to know, what can I do right now? The one little thing that I can do to start feeling better about my clothes or to find something about myself through my clothes. Where do we start?
I would say first, have a look at your closet. Just open the doors, which one you want, and just look at them and how do you feel with what you see. First of all, is your closet or the clothes folded, or do you have a big mess? How do you feel when you open the doors? That's it. Just do that. How do you feel? Write down the feeling. Don't judge it. Don't criticize it. Just write down. Then the next thing I will say to you, if you let go one piece, just one piece, what would it be? What is the piece that you would be ready today to let go of it? Just even just to put it on the on a box or on a bag, something that is not in your closet. What is ready to take off your closet? Third, if you want to feel good, accept your body or accept who you are, what would you wear? Where are you attracted to take from your clothes right now? What attracts you? Go with that. Go with the flow. That's it. It doesn't have to be gigantic actions, like throw away all your clothes. No, you're not there. If you are ready to do that, good for you. Go for it. If you're not there, start with one small little step. That's it. The next day, you feel more courageous, take another one. Next week, you feel more, you know, it's you build up one action to the other. And ask yourself, who am I? Who I want to be? And how does this person wear her clothes? If you don't know, look at women that you are in your environment that inspiring you. I'm sure that there is one woman that is inspiring you of the way that how she is. Okay, what does she wear? I'm not saying wear exactly the same thing. Use what you see to interpret it as you are. Does it make sense?
Say that again. Use what you see to what?
Like, let's say I see someone that inspires me. Okay? I don't have to wear the way that she become, the way she wear her clothes is not specific. It's not me specially. Like, I'm not going to wear exactly, but I can be inspired by the color, by the texture, by the accessories, and then use that and find my own way to wear that. And that goes with try and fail in some way. Like, it's you try in, again and again until you find your own way. That is right. You. It's just discovering. It's discovering you.
Yeah. You know, I love it because when we talk about tzedakah, which is, you know, giving charity, there is a bigger power to giving one little bit at a time than to give one big sum of money, right? If you just give one big chunk, you overcome yourself. You're like, take a deep breath, do this brave thing and move on. But when you get used to doing one little thing at a time and every day, it's part of your routine to give a little, give a little, give a little. It changes who you are. You become a giver. And I think here what you're saying is instead of going and doing this like gigantic overhaul of your entire closet and, you know, deciding that's it, now this is the time, I'm going to just do it. Instead, get into a habit of asking yourself, what is one thing that I can let go of right now, and letting that be okay and not having to feel like it's all or nothing. And that next time you go and you look and you say, oh, what else can I take out? And I found that in the beginning, it's easy because you take out the junk, right? It's you go through your underwear drawer and you find anything that is ripped or stained or too old or the stuff is just like not really elastic anymore. And so getting rid of stuff is a little bit easier in the beginning because there's also easier lower hanging fruit, right? Like easier stuff to get rid of. You know, there was a time a long time ago when we had these like all the friends together, we would empty out or, you know, get rid of whatever we wanted to get rid of, we would bring it all to someone's house and then everybody would take whatever they wanted. And so it was like a swap. It was really fun. And something that the woman was who was in charge said that was really smart was when you get into a rhythm of doing swaps, let's say every month, right? So you're conscious of getting rid of the first batch. So the first swap is a lot of garbage. Like really, most of it, it doesn't really get taken. Then the next swap, people are going through their stuff again. They're like, oh, look, she gave away this brand new shirt that she never wears. Or she gave away this dress that she wore twice and is not going to wear again. And so people start getting really, really good quality stuff from each other because the garbage is already taken out. And I feel like that's the power of the muscle, right? When we start with little weights and it's like, okay, the little weight's not so heavy. I can do a couple of these. And then a couple of weeks later, you're already at a higher level weight, but you can already handle it because your muscle's stronger.
Yeah. It makes me think about the same when you do therapy or coaching with the thoughts. At the beginning, there is all this blurring thought that the garbage. And then you get into the light and the beauty that is behind or the clutter.
Right. Yeah. The thoughts are definitely in the same category. And I think, you know, just in general, I think that's how life is. God created the world this way, where we have these different layers. And if you allow yourself to go there, you're going to find gold and you're going to be able to really find amazing things, but you have to let yourself start. And I think starting is the hardest part.
Yes. The first steps is the harder because it's like you let go of who, like it's really a step of saying, I let go of who I was or the comfort that I have now. And I go to where I want to go, but at the same time, I don't know the path. You know, it's not like you say, okay, bye-bye, and I know exactly where I go, and I have a GPS. You do have an inner GPS, okay? We do have it. Yet until we trust it, the beginning is the first steps that you said. It's going into
The fog.
It's foggy at the beginning until you have a sunny road.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think one of the things that you do and, you know, I do and all of us do as coaches is we help people who are so afraid of the fog, they're not even walking in there. So it's like, I trust you that you have the GPS inside you. But I see that you can't trust yourself. So I'm going to give you some of my confidence, hold my hand, and let's walk through it together. I think that it's just so powerful that we can use each other as that power of togetherness and walk through the fog together, you know, because if I'm in the fog, that doesn't mean you're in the fog, right? You've already passed that stage and you've seen different things. And so you can really lean into that. And I love that. And I bring that up really to remind everyone that you're not here to do anything alone. You don't get extra credit for suffering and figuring it out all by yourself. You get extra credit for being smart and working smart, you know, leaning on the people you can lean on, using whatever steps are there, whatever systems are there, whatever, you know, anything that's a tool for you to simplify, go for it. Give yourself permission to let it be easy and don't make it have to be hard just because there's some like secret club for people who figured it out all by themselves. You know, she's laughing. I'm telling you, it just feels like that, right? In the beginning when you're so consumed by having... You're choking?
Yeah, because it's so true. And I will say I used to be like that. I used to be the one to believe that I can do everything on my own. I don't need anybody. I am stronger. I am like extra. I can do it. And I did. Yet the result was not as extraordinary as it could be by asking help. And sometimes by not asking help and trying to do everything and figure it out on our own, we just ended up doing the same thing and expecting a new result. When someone, a coach, you, me, or someone else has a new perspective, and not only his perspective, just asking questions is just shift. And asking help is not, it's not a weakness. We haven't learned. I can say about myself, I didn't learn to ask help. I didn't learn. It was from a young age where I need to handle my life because of circumstances. And so I did. But I know now that I don't need that. And as we say, we are so stronger when we have the exchange of one of the other. The learning, someone has learned experience before you. Trust. You learn also to trust someone. You learn love, unconditional love, one to the other. That, right. And showing the way. And it's so much beautiful. Asking help is one of the most humble and strong act of courage that someone can do. By saying, you know, I don't know alone. Like, I don't know how to. And saying, I don't know how to, have goosebumps, it feels so difficult. Saying, I don't know, your ego is taking, like, you know, but acknowledging that is what is amazing, because it opens so many doors and opportunity. I don't know, so that someone else has the answer, so that God help me to be with me, because I don't know.
Right. It's so beautiful. You say you have goosebumps, and it really is, you know, we're getting down to like the deep stuff here. And I believe that a lot of the time we, you know, who taught us how to pick clothing? Who taught us what to wear, what not to wear? Who made those decisions for us, or who educated us about it? Some people are just clueless. Other people just sort of tried to figure it out and followed whatever was in style. You know, someone, you know, you might have a friend who was like, let me dress you, let me teach you, you know. But really, overall, there's no class about, okay, self-confidence and how you want to wear, you know, how you want to look today. How do you want to feel today? You know, how does that person present themselves? Who does that? Who teaches us that? So we expect ourselves to know things that we really have absolutely no clue about.
That's true. The expectation of us to know everything and the perfections of being is such a big burden in some ways. It's a huge burden. We need to figure out everything.
And then we beat ourselves up for taking so long, or to not figuring out. Or, you know, I don't know why I wear all black. It just happens to be that that's what people said made people look pretty. You know, if you wear black, you'll be skinnier. Okay, so then I just bought black everywhere. You know, it's like, but you're not. That doesn't make you happy. Well, who cares? They didn't say you have to be happy. They said you have to look skinny. You know, there's, I'm, and I've heard this before. It's not like I'm making it up. There were some great magazines when I was growing up. It was teaching us a lot of very important skills in life. And, you know, one of them was, are you a pear shape? Are you an apple? Are you a something else? I have no idea what I am anymore. It's not really serving us.
Mm-mm. It does not, because we are not fruits. Like, we are not vegetables. I cannot compare myself to an apple. I am not an apple, or to a whatever, to whatever kind of letter there is right now. I'm not a letter. I'm just me, and And our bodies, all the bodies of people, there is not one shape, you know. Just spend one day looking at the body of women in general. No one has the same body. Just in the magazines, they find a way somehow.
It's called Photoshop.
Just, yeah. Here we go. We find a way, which is Photoshop, to have everyone have the same measures, look the same way, no matter what. In the reality, no one is the same in the body. You cannot try to fit yourself in an apple when you're not an apple. You're you. You're beyond a letter or a fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, and also I think, you know, because there's so many quote-unquote rules that are going around, we don't let ourselves do things that break the rules because, oh, but that's not allowed. It's like, you can wear whatever you want, you know? I remember there was something with like really shiny and pretty, like it had sequins, and I wore it on a regular day and people were like, what happened? What's so fancy? What, you know, what hit you today? And I was like, I don't know. It's just my mood. I was excited about this. You know, that's what I wanted to wear. It's so strange that there's, for some reason, something wrong about, you know, breaking a rule or doing something against what is common. But I want to just, you know, give you guys permission, wear whatever you want.
That's exactly the truth. Wear what works for you. It makes you feel good. You enjoy that? Go for it. Who says, okay, magazines, okay, the norms, okay, society, but you are not society, you are you. Or everyone, I love when people say everyone says, but who is everyone? Your mother, your father.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this is fascinating. Okay, Mazal, how can people find you? Where can they work with you? This is just amazing. Like I want you to come over right now and go through my closet with me. Seriously, I just like, I'm so excited. Yeah.
So you can contact me. There is the website daretowearyourself.com. Dare to Wear Yourself in Facebook, Mazal Etoile Basiri. Yeah, that's all the platform at the moment.
So Dare to Wear
Yourself. That's- yes.
daretowearyourself.com, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I love the name, I love it. Dare to Wear Yourself, whoosh. Ah, so good. You guys see why I have her on my podcast? I am so excited about this. It's such a good conversation because it's so necessary, and I'm really grateful that you were able to come.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for your openness to new ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, this is amazing. You guys listening, go look at your closet. No judgment. What comes up? Let us know. We both love to hear from you. And then pick one thing that you're okay putting away or giving away or throwing out. One thing, just one thing. And one thing that is your go-to, this really sparks me. This really makes me happy. I want to feel this and pick that out. Those were the three action steps that Mazal told us to take. And I want to hear from you and I want to see how you do in this challenge because it sounds really fun and I'm actually going to go do it myself. Thank you so much, Mazal. All the listeners, make sure you come back next week for another amazing episode with more awesome guests. And don't forget to be connected for real.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.